going to give you a handout. Don't look at it. And I want you to start working on it now. Take it home with you, okay? And examination time, 2 Corinthians 13, 5. It's part of all what we've been doing, okay? It's a refresher. It's not a test. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But everything that we covered, everything in your book, everything that we've been working on so far. And I think these are the things that you need to know. 1 John 5:13, these things are written that you may know. That's the reason why there's so much confusion in the church. People don't know. People don't understand. People don't can't write the divine God word. Amen. So hopefully this will help you. It helped me. Okay? And when you answer it, put it in your book. Okay? Make it a part of your book. That's the reason why on Tuesdays we mail out those things. I hope you're getting those and reading those and the bulletin on Sundays. It's all teaching. Amen. All right, we got a plethora of stuff. Amen. A plethora of stuff. Spiritual stuff. Okay? So just look at that Sunday morning. We'll talk about it briefly. I'll go over it. But this stuff you already know. It might be something you might need to look up. But when you look it up, mark it in your Bible. Mark it on your sheet. Okay? But these are things that you need to know in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. All right, let's go. Let's go to John. All right? John chapter 4. All right. I was told maybe when I get through with this, we might have another ram in the bush. So teach on Wednesday night, we don't know. But he said, well, how long is it going to take you to get through? I said, I don't know. It might be 2016. Well, I'm just joking, but we're going to try to go get through with it, but we're not going to rush it. He won't do a study on the Old Testament. But I want to go back to something right quick. And I'm not going to get into it deep, but I'm going to give you some points. But I want you to go back and study and see, because it's all part of scheme and redemption and relationship to understanding how the Word of God works in relationship to the Bible. And we talked about it Sunday morning, Sunday evening, when we preached out of John 4. And Brother Frazier pinpointed a little bit John 4, about verse number 25. And then another brother came to me Sunday night, and he hinted on it. And I wish he was here to see what we were talking about it. But see, it's all in fulfillment of prophecy in relationship to God's will and his church being established in relationship to his will being done. Over here in verse number 25, this Gentile woman, when she said, the woman said unto Jesus, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, and when he come, he will tell us all things. See, and Brother Frazier talked about it, but I want you to go back and find it for yourself. When he said that the Samaritans, they only used the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, and it's mentioned now. And the reason why it had to be there, because see, she didn't have the history, she didn't have the poetry, nor did she have the 17 books of prophecy. And that's the reason why you need to know all five divisions, you see. But it was there for her to know in relationship to him being the Messiah, and he had to be talking about the Gentiles. See, in relationship to Acts chapter 10. See, in fulfillment of prophecy, because we know that the 17 prophets of the Old Testament is full of prophecy about Jesus, amen? But it's more in reference to the Jew than the Gentile. Now, some reference that to the Gentile, but see, that's the reason why 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. See, that's the reason why I know the church is right, amen? You in the right church. And that's the reason why, brethren, we need to constantly study so we be not as a fool, but be one who's wise, that we may understand what is the will of the Lord. Because all this is so important. You may say, well, he always giving us sheets of paper. Well, see, I'm doing this here in order to invoke your intellect so that you can have knowledge, so you can think. Because, see, if you don't do that, Romans 12, 2 ain't going to work. When he said, be not conformed, be transformed. Because you're not going to be able to transform, because 1 Corinthians 6:19 ain't nothing there. So you got to be something now in order for intellect to work. That's why he tell you to study 2 Timothy 2:15. So look at that, and we'll talk about it a little bit more Sunday, But I just want to give you those. Now, don't call Brother Fred and ask him. Say, well, Brother Fred, you where I found that. I start talking with him. Because, see, you start talking with me, he's going to tell you. See, you start talking to him, I'm telling you, it's going to come out. See, talk about the weather. Talk about anything other than that. Because I want you to find it for yourself. And then Sunday we'll talk about it, okay? All right, let's go to John 12 tonight. John 12 tonight. And let's go a little bit further in John 12 tonight. Hope everyone is doing well tonight. All right. And then I think we're about verse 35. That's what I got marked. All right. And Jesus said to them, see, yet a little while is the light with you. And by the way, light, right, 1 John 1 now. I like to reiterate that. The reason why, because God is light, amen. God is light. John 1:1, God is light, amen. See, God is light. See, that's the reason why we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. See, verse 4, in him was life, 1:4. So in him was life, and the light was the light of men, and the light shining in darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. See, the world understood it not. If you're there, right, 1 Corinthians 3:1 there. See, because they're carnal, they can't understand that which is spiritual. Why? Because they're in darkness. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? See, they can't comprehend. You can't comprehend if darkness will encompass you. It caused you to be blind. Amen. See, over there in 1 John 1:9. See, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, not only do we have fellowship one with another, we have fellowship with God. You can't be in the light and hate your brother. Amen. Right. You can't be in the light that you're antagonistic towards your brother. Amen. See, that's the reason why. That's the reason why brothering should reason together. Brothers should never fall out because of doctrine. Because when you fall out because of doctrine, amen, you lose the light. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Because John 14:6 ain't but what, one way, am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Don't never get angry and let the sun go down. See, you should straighten that out because you don't know what today going to bring, amen. Now, the Bible said tomorrow, but we don't know what today going to bring, amen. Right. And that's the point that we need to understand in relation to what Jesus is saying. Yet a little while is the light with you. Talking about Jesus. You know, that'll be a good study right there. Go back and look at the word light. And then go in and then see how light is being used throughout the whole Bible and within its meanings and apply the scheme of redemption in relationship, what's the purpose of light and what light is in relationship to Jesus being the light. He said, walk while ye have the light. Amen. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walk in the darkness, oh Lord, knoweth not whither he goeth. You say, well, I don't know why they act that way. Well, they can't help it because they know not where they're going, right? Why? Because they're in darkness, right? See, they don't have the light, am I right? See, every time I tell you and tell myself, ain't but two ways. Either you're right or wrong, right? Either you're in light or you're in the darkness, right? Are you with God or are you with the devil, amen? No, there's no in-between ground. The in-between ground is the wrong ground, amen? See, because, see, when you lose the light, see, he said, you know it's not where you're going. Amen. And what did that tell you? See, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, a lot of times people say, well, maybe y'all people in the Church of Christ, y'all too dogmatic. Y'all too narrow-minded. Randy just said, Al against everything. You're the old crazy Al. He against everything. You understand what I'm saying? Well, see, the point that I'm saying, would you rather be in the light and be crazy or be in the darkness and still be crazy? See, I'd rather be crazy with Jesus in there, amen. But see, you're not crazy when you're in the light, because it's kind of all joy when you fall into what? See, kind of all joy. See, we are happy. Verse 12 said we are blessed when we what? Endure temptation. Amen. It's a blessing to be here tonight. Amen. It's a joy to be here tonight. Amen. Why? Because we in the light. See, we know which way we're going. Amen. Because we're guided by the lamppost. Amen. It's a light unto our path. Amen. This is the perfect law of liberty. See, another point that you need to understand. See, a lot of times we like to say, well, maybe, we've just been too difficult. Maybe it ain't what we really believe and teach. Well, see, if that's true, well, that one verse I just read is a lie. The reason why I say that, because he don't give you but two ways. Either you're in the light way or you're in the dark way. See, if you're in the light way, you know, right? You're in darkness, you don't know. Am I right? See, that's the reason why. See, let me tell you something. You hear people say, well, I just don't understand. I don't know why y'all talking that way. I don't understand. You know why they don't understand? Because sin is blocking their knowledge to be able to comprehend light. Why? Because darkness encompasses them. And then when darkness encompasses them, you know not which way to go. Amen. Y'all with me? You need to mark that. But you don't never want to get in a situation whereby you lose directions. Right? That word Bible means, that's one of the questions on that sheet, basic instructions before leaving what? Earth. That's what this is. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration, so the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what this book is for. It's for direction. We may what? No. 1 John 5:13. Why? So that darkness don't what? Encompass us. See, because anytime darkness encompasses you, number one, you lose direction. And when you lose direction, and when you follow somebody who's wrong, guess what? You're going to be wrong. Right? Because wrong plus wrong equal wrong. Right? You can't make wrong right. Right? You can't make wrong right. Because wrong plus wrong. See, the blind can't lead the blind. See? The Bible says you're going to fall into a ditch. See? And that's the point that we need to understand. That is, see, and I mark that, we knoweth not whether he goeth. And whether you have light, believe in the light. See, that you may be the children of God. See, we're heirs of God, Romans 8:16-17, and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, that we may be children of God. Go to Romans 8 right quick, and let me share that with you. Romans chapter 8. See, he says here, while ye have light, believe in the light that you may be children of God. So Romans chapter 8, see, he talks about that in verse 16 and 17. He says in Romans 8:16-17, he said, the Spirit, that's the light, amen. That's the word, right? Itself bears witness with our spirit. That's your attitude. That's how you believe. How you receive. He said in the prayer, he said, Lord, let us receive the word tonight. The engrafted word. Isn't that what you pray for? See, we pray that you hear, but just don't be here. But receive, believe what you hear. See, because see, it says here, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. See, there's a lot of people come to church, but it don't do them no good because the Spirit don't work. Because their attitude, either because they're in darkness, which caused them to be in sin, it blocks the word from penetrating. And when the word can't penetrate, you can't believe. Right? So the Spirit works. See, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. See, we must bear witness with our spirit. That means that we must receive it. We must hunger after it. You know, it's like I say all the time, there's no day greater than the Lord's day. See, if we live to see the first day of the week, see, there's nothing, I don't care what it may be. I don't care how important it is. But 1 Corinthians 11 says that your spirit should say that when the whole church come together on the Lord's day, your spirit should say, well, I'm going to be here. Because we're going to do all five items. Why? Because this is the Lord, that this is the time when the whole church is going to be here. Am I right? But that's what the Spirit said. Then on the other end, you got to receive it. You got to catch it, to believe it, to be transformed. Amen. Because see, if you got anything in there that's going to hijack it, or block it, it's going to knock it away. And then that's when darkness in the end. Right? So that's when darkness in the end. See, then darkness don't. See, one thing about darkness, don't encompass you all at one time. It begins as a slow process. Am I right? See, go to James right quick. See, go to James right quick. Hold your spot right there. I want to show you a point. See, over in the book of James, chapter 1, beginning reading verse 13. See, James talks about this here. When he said, let no man say, let no man say, hold on, brother, just hold on to you, okay? And then he said, let no man say when he is tempted. The reason why I say that, I'll tell you, man. Let no man say when I'm tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he and a man. Now look at verse 14. He said, well, every man is tempted when he is drawn. Now you know, underline that word drawn, that is, it got to be something to draw you away from the light. It got to be a reason. For every action, there's a reaction. There's a reason behind everything that we do, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Amen. See, when he is drawn away of his own lust, am I right? See, and enticed. You understand? See, it's a reason why people don't understand the importance of the Lord's Day. See, it's a reason why when the Spirit come, when the Word come, your spirit don't receive it. It just don't happen. Am I right? You remember my grandpa when he said almost? You remember the Ethiopian eunuch when he said, do you understand what you're reading? See, he had the right spirit, didn't he? Am I right? See, you can look at different ones. Talk about Joseph. Am I right? Look at David. You see, am I right? They say when David saw the sheep, the wrong spirit encompassed him. Amen. See, that he was drawn away by what he saw. You see what I mean? See, drawn away. Then say verse 15, then when lust has conceived, see, it brings forth sin. See, that's darkness, right? See, and when sin is finished, what it do? It brings forth what? See, you when you in darkness, you dead. Now, death can be two ways. Death could be a physical death, it can be a spiritual death. Now, spiritual death can cause you to be dead, but you are dead. You know why you dead? Because you don't know which way you're going. So what's wrong with the world today? They dead. That's the reason why the world accepts anything. They don't care what the word of God said. They accept anything. Well, what's going on in the church today? See, the church is accepting anything. See, the reason why, see, kind of like over there in Kings we talked about. See, when you talked about, see, when people begin to add to God's word, see, and that's the danger, see, and that's the point that is when you look at Romans 8, with its spirit bears witness. See, your spirit, my spirit can't catch it if we got any of those attributes a part of our life. You see what I'm saying? And that's the danger sometimes we fall into. So go back to Romans right quick. Romans chapter 8, then we'll go back to what we're saying there. Because over in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it talks about the spirit itself. And by the way, spirit, just write James 1:25. Just write James 1:25. Then you know 14:26, 15:26, 16:36. Am I right? 1 Corinthians 13, am I right? Am I right? That leads to James 1:25, right? All right? Bad with. See why I'm saying that, bro? Y'all look at this. See, if you don't know the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works and what the purpose and will of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit going to be effective? You understand what I'm saying? See, it's like singing. See, if you don't understand what Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15 mean, why we sing, and make melody in our heart to the Lord with the fruit of our lips. See, if you don't understand that, see, I don't care how good it sounds, it ain't going to do you no good. Because that's a reason why the Holy Spirit tells us to do it that way. But it's a mindset. But that mindset got to be belief, right? And belief takes understanding, proper understanding, right? You see what I mean? So if you understood that, you wouldn't want no group singing. You wouldn't want bebopping. You wouldn't want bassing. You want it done the right way. Because see, if you allow in other way than God way, what you do, it violates your principle. But if you don't know, you know, I bet if you took a survey, and you go to different churches all over Birmingham, and you say, give me one scripture why we don't use instrumental music, I bet 95% of people can't give you a verse. Now they know we don't do it, but can they prove it? And that's a sad day, right? Everything we do, we should be able to give a book, chapter, and verse. Am I right? Am I right? See, I preached on that sepulchre one time. A basic sermon about 66 books of the Bible, 39, 27. They were just amazed. Where you got that from? We ain't never heard that before. Everybody ought to know that. Little children ought to know that. Amen. That's the book that you write a divide with. Amen. How you going to write divide if you don't know what it is? You with me? You can't do it. Because you don't know. He said you know because you don't know. See, you're going to be led wrong. And that's the problem. See, people just don't know. You go back to women keeping silent. Well, why? Like Sean said, well, if women could talk, well, what did he say about the babies? Yeah. See that? Sorry. John, you're going to have one clinch in it. Okay? See, you can't take what you want and then leave the rest alone. You got to accept the whole Bible. Am I right? You got to accept the whole Bible. So look what he says here right quick. He said, the spirits are better with our spirit. See, same thing he said here. Based on you believe that I am the light, we are what? Children of God, right? Based on you believe, based on what the spirit says, not only what the spirit says, your spirit got to receive it. See, that we are children of God. See, that what makes us children of God, Acts 11:26, and we are children of God because we are Christians. Then if children, then as of God, joint heirs with Christ, it so be that we suffer with him that we may also glorify. See, Jesus, after he died on the cross, he was glorified to be the head of the church. When we come out that water grave with baptism, became a new creature in Christ Jesus, and our body became a temple of the Holy Spirit, am I right? By us being heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, am I right? What we do? We glorify God because what? Because our spirit matches up with his what? Spirit. Y'all got me? See, and that's the same connotation. And that same thing Jesus said back in John 12. See, when he simply says here, he said, while you have light, believe. Just don't have it, but believe. See, let your spirit show it. By letting your light so shine before men. Why? That you may be called the children of God. Because see, if your spirit don't show it, well, you can't be called that. Right? See, you can't be the light if Christ ain't the head of your church. You can't be the light if you're going contrary to God's will. Am I right? See, you can't be the light. See, worship will be nullified if the light ain't in here. Because you can't worship God in spirit and in truth, right? Am I right? See, so anytime we violate God's word, or we do things contrary to God's word, and make us being what? Darkness, am I right? See, where Christ, where we're in darkness, Christ is not. You see what I mean? See, so that's the reason why we're very particular by what we do up in here. Amen. Not only what we do up in here, but what we do when we leave here too. Because see, it's a 24/7 thing. Amen. 365 days a year. Am I right? You don't light shine here and then get home and be dark and say amen. Like the old folks say, follow them home. Sometimes you ain't got to go there for follow them to the car. Am I right? You got to wait till they get to the house. Amen. See, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing. Christians come up in here and they be hearing a good message, the word being preached. And time they get in the car, dog, they don't even leave out the door hardly. They talking about folk. Starting mess. Ain't that something? I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. But look what he said. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles, John 20, 30, 31, for them, come on now, yet they believed not on Jesus. That the saying of Elijah, the prophets, that was 17 books, right, might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord have revealed. Where did that find that, Brother Frazier? And Isaiah, anybody got a translation there? Of that prophecy? Isaiah 53:1. Okay, Isaiah, just write that by the Isaiah 53:1, a fulfillment of prophecy of the 17 books of one of the prophets, of many of the prophets that prophesied about Jesus, because I told you the whole Old Testament ain't nothing but a book, he's coming, right? Everyone, you got the 5:12, 5:17, right? See, Jesus is coming, right? To be the Messiah, right? Am I right? Now, that woman at the well, she only could go so far than the Pentateuch, am I right? Because it's all they had. But it was good enough. Because it was fulfillment of Acts chapter 10, right? Fulfillment of Joel 2, right? See, and your sons and daughters said what? See, there you go. Fulfillment of prophecy. Y'all with me? See, it don't make no difference. Long ago, God's will being done, right? See, still, they believe not. See, that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, you know what? You know, you would have thought, as much as the law they knew, they would have known that. Wouldn't they? Because the Jew knew the law. They knew the law. They studied the law. I mean, some of those Sadducees and Pharisees just knew the law. I mean, you look at the Apostle Paul, man. See? Hebrew, Pharisee, studying the Gamaliel. I mean, he almost like a PhD. But the point to be made is this. What good is knowing something and not believing it? To the point you put it to practice. See, you look at TV. Sometimes I look at people like, T.D. Jakes. I look at people that be on TV that seem to be so smart. Y'all seen people like that? They seem to be so intelligent. I mean, they can preach. Seem like they would know what, they would understand Mark 16:16, wouldn't they? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Why do they teach contrary? I tell you why they teach contrary. They teach contrary because they can't teach the truth because they're in darkness. And they don't know which way to what. They don't know. Darkness have encompassed them. And that's where they say no. See, saying that you use some form, it may look like Jesus, it may sound like Jesus, but it's a form of. But it's not the real thing. Am I right? The reason why I say that, because see, if the light is the light, and if your spirit is right to receive the light, and faith come by hearing, hear by the word of God, let me tell you something. The word of God will change you. Do you believe that? If you take truth, and you take enough truth, and you start believing truth, and not be conformed, but being transformed, the light will change you. The world will change you. Amen. Now, you may have to do some things other than that, like come ye out from among them, be separate, said the Lord, touch not, taste not, study to show yourself approved unto God, pray without ceasing. See, you have to do some of those things too to kind of enhance it. You understand what I'm saying? To make it gooder and gooder. You see what I mean? But it'll work. See, but they choose to believe not. You know why? Because they want to believe what they want to believe. Amen. And I'll tell you something else. They had a preconceived idea of what they was looking for, and Jesus didn't fit the bill. Because they knew that a king was coming, right? They've been taught that all their life, am I right? They've been taught about the Messiah coming. They've been talking about the anointed one. They've been taught. It's in all the prophets, amen? See, they knew he was coming, but they just could not imagine this Jesus being who Jesus with his credentials and who his family were, because he came out the ghetto. Amen? See, it's like if President Obama come to town, right? He won't come in a Volkswagen. Would he? See? I mean, they'll block everything off from probably downtown. I mean, everything be sealed off. Because the president is coming, right? Every one of us have to go through metal detector. Am I right? And they do a background check, some of us ain't gonna get up in here. Because the president is coming. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But that's the way they perceive. See, sometimes we can perceive things a certain way. See, and even though it's not truth, sometimes we want to be a certain way. And even though it violates truth, see, it's those three forces, lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Sometimes we want to paint people a picture to make people think that we are what we may might not be. And we're really not that way. You understand? See? Man said, yeah, I got me a $300 suit, paying $1 a week. Yeah. But he sure is sharp. And then he's 4 weeks behind. You laughing. A lot of people that way. You laughing. Because, see, they want to paint a picture. And that's what I think they, do you think they believe that way? That they knew who he was. They understood who they were, and they understood the concept of prophecy in relationship to Messiah coming, but based on how Jesus came, born in a manger, born, you know, just the way he came, it went against the norm on what a king. Well, even his apostles didn't understand, did they? And Acts 1, they looked up and said, well, Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? They still thought it was going to be a physical kingdom. Didn't they? And when Jesus told them, I'm going to tear it down and build it back up in 3 days, they really blew their mind. See? How you going to do that? How you going to build a big old temple and tear it down and build it back up in 3 days? But he wasn't talking about a physical thing. He was talking about a spiritual kingdom, right? See? That's what he was talking about. He didn't come to be a physical calendar. He came to be a spirituality. He didn't come to be a carnality. He came to be a spirituality. You see what I mean? And that's the reason why. It's not so much what Jesus preached. It's not so much all the miracles that he done. Yeah, he did. But see, when you are blinded, when the world encompasses you, when darkness have you, man, you all messed up. Go ahead, sir. Well, hold on a minute. I know I'll lose weight some kind of way. Walking. I'm exercising.
Okay, I was just going to make a comment about what you just said earlier. We can't forget that those scriptures that we read in Proverbs 14, and 12, and I think also in Proverbs 16:25, mm-hmm. the Bible speaks of there being a way mm-hmm. that seems right to a man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But the end thereof the ways of death, and we got to always keep that in mind.
That's
so,
it.
You know, a lot of people have a hard time when they deal with the Church of Christ, and they say that, you know, we believe that millions of people are going to die. You know, it's not that hard to believe when you read scriptures like that. You know, if you find that way, what Proverbs is talking about, before you find the truth, you know, you have no hope.
That's it.
You know, the Bible tell you plainly, it's another way. And if you reach that way before learning the truth, I mean, it tells you what your end is going to be.
That's it. That's
it. You know, so it's no surprise that, you know, that this Church of Christ is so small.
That's it. Well, you go back to what we've been studying on Sunday morning, James chapter 1. He talks about a double-minded man. See, he's a double-minded man. It's unstable at all. Then the Holy Spirit used to pray his ways. See, they're more concerned with their way than God's way. See, anytime you add to God's word or change God's word, see, you want your way. See, even Paul said, when I depart, grieve wind. When I depart, grieve wolves with it and not spare the flock, speaking perverse doctrines to draw disciples after what? Them. Y'all with me? See, perverse doctrine to draw disciples after them. So anytime you pronounce like them and your way versus God's way, see what you're going to do. That's double-minded. See, that's a double-minded. That's a double-minded person. See, and when you're double-minded, go back to what he said here. See, instability, look back at verse 35. See, you know not where to go. See, that's a danger, turn to the left and turn to the right instead of looking forward. See, that's a danger, adding to Deuteronomy 42, Proverbs 30 and 6. See, that's the danger, not being steadfast, unmovable. See, I don't care what people say. See, you got a soul to say, and you don't get but one. You don't die but one time, folks. See, I don't care what people say, they have a death experience. Well, I got to him, and I came back. See, if that's true, Luke 16 is a lie. Am I right? If I die and get to him, I can hear Dara say, come back, come back. I ain't listening. I'm going to stay there. I'm just telling you the truth. So don't get disappointed, darling, when you say, you know he wouldn't come back. Because I ain't coming back. Oh! See, kind of like that Jack commercial, y'all seen it? When the old man, he called him Peter. He says, why are you here? He said, Jack's. He said, oh, you got in them French fries. See, then Peter gave him his wing. He walked away eating Jack's French fries. Ain't that the crazy thing you ever want to hear? I don't even buy him here. I know I'm not going to get to heaven and want none. But anyway, go back. See, that's what you're saying, Sean. See, man, when he put his trust in his ways, see, that's a losing proposition. Because, see, your way is common. Your way don't have no directions. Your way, you can get lost. See, if our way was perfect, we wouldn't need no map, would we? We wouldn't know which way to go, right? If our way were perfect, we wouldn't need to be here. Because we wouldn't know everything. We wouldn't need to study. Am I right? See, kind of laugh the day they were talking about the Pope. You know, the Pope last day on the job is February 28th. And they say, well, on February 28th, he's going to become infallible. He won't be fallible no more. See, now, up until the 28th, he's perfect. Well, after the 28th, he's going to be just like me and you. Ain't that something? He's going to lose it on the 28th. His benefits. That's a crazy thing. And you know what? People believe that. People believe that. Well, my point is, well, if you fallible and you all this here, why you got to quit? Stay there. Right? But anyway, that's what darkness do. See, you don't know which way to go. And that's the point that we need to understand there in relation. So that's a good point, Sean. That's a good point. See, that's another good study you all do. Go back and look in the Word. And look at man's ways. versus God's ways. See, and just look at them and see in the Bible, see all the negativity that come from following man's way or your way. It ain't never a positive note because it's a losing proposition. Then for a Christian, now think about this here. That's the sad thing about it. For a Christian who say he's in the light, but choose to go contrary to God's word, oh, I go a little bit further. You become so closed-minded, you don't want to even listen. You don't want to even discuss it. You don't want to even talk about it. And what do you think about that? Something wrong with that picture. Well, they can't help it. I'm telling you. See, they can't help it because you know what has happened? Darkness has encompassed them. And because of that, and you talked about it in your sermon, you say either they're going to become a reprobate or they're going to still, or if they keep on doing it, he's going to send them a strong delusion to make them believe a lie. I believe W.C. Edwards got the strong delusion. The reason why I say that, if a preacher stood up and say, y'all leave us alone, you go do your thing and we go do something wrong with him. To me. For you have that kind of spirit. See, to be so antagonistic toward the word. Amen? All right? So go back to John 12. Church is coming up, baby. All right? So in John 12, he said, they believe not. Okay? On him. Verse 39 said, therefore they could not believe because the Isaiah said again, he that blinded their eyes, who is he? He has blinded their eyes. Who is he? Who? He that blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Who caused you to be blind? Who? Your way. The devil. Their eyes. To the point. See, to the point that you say, no, 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 no. See, you're hard in your heart. Am I right? You say Isaiah what? 16. Right there. Isaiah 16. See, Isaiah 16. Harden their heart. Okay, thank you. Harden their heart. See, and they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. See, it comes to the point where you can't even be healed. See, over that 2 Thessalonians 2. See, that's the point. See, when you play because of a lack of belief, because you don't realize what you got by being the light, by letting God's spirit take your spirit, to be called children of God. Amen. See, when you do that, you lose that. See, that's the danger. See, then we sit back and say, man, it sure is sad. Yeah, it is sad. It's sad for you to be a Christian. And this happened to you. Right? And I pray to God that if you hear the sound of my voice, that you never get into this condition, that you become blind. See? What about your heart getting hard that you can't be converted or you can't be transformed? See, to the point that nobody can tell you nothing. See, I'm going to pick back up next week. I want to talk about it a little bit more. Verse 40, okay? Verse 40. I want to talk about that a little bit more. We almost through. We'll be through. Just hang on. I can't rush through this. It's just too good. Amen. You got the mic? Okay, go ahead.
I just want to make one more comment.
Okay, good. I'm glad you had the mic. I had to go far.
You said about the church being dogmatic. We had a couple classes this morning at school, and the kids are falling so far behind. It's pitiful. Well, you know, only 18% of the top class are even college ready. I said that to say this. Is because we as parents or we as a nation just let up. And it's pitiful. They got video this morning from the school. Some kids saw the video. They in and out of classroom. They didn't hear guns in the school, and they showing the video. The other kids where they got them. They ain't inside of Jackson only. And probably 85% of kids can't read because of people let up. So if we start doing the same thing in the church, you know, I won't say it won't be a church, but it'll be a few. It'll be a few that's left around. So this kind of teaching is more than necessary.